This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 1199 SEIU nursing home workers picketed outside nursing facilities throughout New York City, calling for a safe staffing and a new contract. 18,000 union members have been working without a labor agreement since the last one expired, September 30th, 2014. U.S. Supreme Court asked the California State Attorney General's Office for its opinion on an appeal seeking to prohibit public teachers' unions from collecting fair share fees from non-union members, raising fears it may overturn their earlier Abood ruling allowing such fees. Since 1976, manufactured homes have been built to a federal HUD code that ensures the same safety and quality standards as stick-built homes. Of over 3,500 U.S. hospitals in a new CMS review program, a total of 101 hospitals received the lowest ranking of one star, 582 received two stars, 1,414 received three stars, 1,205 received four stars, and only 251 received the highest ranking of five stars. The NFL's league office will finally drop its tax-exempt status in response to critics, including some members of Congress. League offices of the National Hockey League, the LPGA, and several other sports organizations still have tax-exempt status. In Baltimore riot, 15 buildings and 144 cars were set on fire overnight in the first night, and more than 200 arrests were made. Bureau of Labor Statistics finds that in their 50s, people have averaged 11.3 change jobs over their working lives. Both of these numbers are expected to increase dramatically. In the USA, more than 5 million students were enrolled in online courses in 2013. Number of children found crossing the border between October and February dropped by 10,000 due to deportations in Mexico of unaccompanied children. Atlanta Underground is going to become 900 apartments and a grocery store. A failure to agree on the expansion of Medicaid in Florida between both houses of the Republican-controlled legislature has led to the House adjourning 3 days early with a $77 billion budget hole. New York City police seem to have questioned protesters arrested in the Eric Garner demonstrations about their politics, organizational activity, and movements in ways that bridge a 1983 order restricting their ability to dissuade legal free speech and assembly. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.